It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord talking with Nancy Bersky. And Nancy, you are the director of The Loving Story, which is a documentary. Well, you tell us about it.
The Loving Story is a story of Mildred and Richard Loving, an interracial couple who married in the late 50s in Virginia when it was illegal. They were arrested in the dark of night, thrown into jail, and ultimately they were exiled from the state for 25 years.
Okay. Now, you say that so matter-of-factly because it's a matter of history, but I think this is and should still be shocking to people. Their crime was getting married in the state of Virginia. They'd been in some other state. This might not have been a
problem.
Well,
there were 24 states at the time where this was a crime. It was a felony. There were other states where it wasn't, but if you lived in any one of those states at that time, you were committing a crime in the eyes of the state. These were all state statutes, by the way. It wasn't a federal one, so it really did depend on which state you lived in. And it is amazing when you think about it. It was only 45 years ago.
Within many of our lifetimes. And so how long did they spend in jail?
They weren't in jail all that long. Richard got out in a day. Mildred was in jail for about 4 or 5 days, but it was a pretty horrendous experience. There were rats and mice and all of that in the jail, and she was treated like a common criminal. Richard got out in bond. She was released in time for their arraignment. Then they were arraigned, and the trial took place about a month later.
And without... While still encouraging people to come see your documentary, can you tell us a little bit of what happened during the trial?
Nothing other than they accepted a penalty which involved being exiled from the state for 25 years in order to avoid a year-long stay in the state penitentiary. So they basically pleaded guilty and then took a suspended sentence, which was key to their ultimate appeal process.
Which is an emphasis of a lot of the film. Their case went all the way to the Virginia Supreme Court.
It did. And then it went to the Federal District Court and then went back to the Virginia State Court and then ultimately to the Supreme Court. One of the problems that the lawyers had as they were going through the appeal process is that by the time the process began, it was already 5 years after their sentence. Usually that's well beyond the time that you can appeal a case. But because they discovered that because they had accepted a suspended sentence, that it was still in the breast of the court. And that was the linchpin to getting it back into the court system.
So what were they doing all this time, the Lovings? Where did they go? How did they live?
They're living in Washington, D.C., quite miserable. They're away from their family. They had grown up and fallen in love in the community of Central Point, which was in Caroline County. It was a community that had enormous tolerance for interracial love and marriage, and they had felt really embraced by that community. Once they were in Washington, D.C., it wasn't the same, and it wasn't just that they were either tolerated or not tolerated. It was really the harshness of city life, I think, that really affected them. They were used to a really rural, somewhat bucolic community. And Washington certainly was not that. So 5 years into this period, Mildred had just about enough. She was watching what was going on during the civil rights movement and wondered if anything that was being discussed in terms of civil rights could actually provide them relief. So she wrote to Robert F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And I should let the film tell the rest of the story, but that was really the start of their journey to the Supreme Court.
Now, the film is... has two screenings as part of the festival. It's going to screen Friday night, tonight at 6:30 p.m. in UVA Now Auditorium on the South Lawn, for those of you who don't know where that is. But you also screened this morning at the Martin Luther King Center for groups of high school students. You had, over 1,000
We had close students? To 1,000 students at that screening, and it was incredibly rewarding for us to hear students respond to this story, connect to it the way they did. It's really one of the reasons we made this movie, because we believe that the next generation needs to appreciate what happened, you know, a generation ago. People like Mildred and Richard are too often forgotten.
Sure.
in the long pantheon of civil rights heroes. And one of the reasons is that they didn't set out to be a hero. They were really just two people that wanted to go home and live in the bosom of their family. And what we discover, of course, is that anybody can change history, even if you're not an activist. And these students really understood that.
We had some special guests at the screening this morning.
We did, and they'll be there again tonight. So I really encourage people to come to tonight's screening. We had the attorney, one of the two attorneys that took the case to the Supreme Court, Philip Hirschkopf, and one of the children, one of the loving children, was part of our panel today, right. Peggy
now,
Loving.
Now, their parents have they both since passed?
They both passed, and unfortunately her two brothers have also passed. So she's the remaining standard bearer for her family.
And does she live here in Virginia? What are her thoughts?
She does.
About this
she
state?
Lives. She lives very close to the family home in Central Point, and she maintains her mother's home. And she feels proud of her parents, and feels that this film is helping to get their story out there. So she's very excited about participating in these screenings.
Tell us a bit about yourself as a filmmaker and the film. Who did you get backing from to make this?
We co-produced this film with HBO. HBO came on board in early 2010, and that was really the pathway to being able to finish the film, because their support, financial and otherwise, is a great step towards finishing a film. We've also gotten strong support from the National Endowment for Humanities. They really have made it possible for us to finish the film. So between HBO and National Endowment for the Humanities, NEH, this film has been completed. But I also want to mention and thank the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, which came on very early. And having their support and their imprimatur so early in the making of this film was a big step in our being able to develop other support for it.
And how about you? How long have you been a documentary filmmaker?
Well, actually, this is a fairly recent chapter in my life.
Yeah.
I began a documentary film festival that is based in Durham, North Carolina, called the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival.
Sure.
And it's I think, pretty well known around this region, if not the country. That started about 15 years ago. I founded it in 1996 and ran it for 10 years, and by then I was really ready to step down and make my own films, and this is the first film that I'm directing. I had been involved in the production of others, but this is my first full-fledged production, direction, writing of a documentary, and it was a great way to launch my new career.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you've picked an important topic, and I think made a film that people are going to be talking about for some time to come. This is your first time at the Virginia Film Festival?
It is. I visited it when I began Full Frame. 15 years ago, I came to Virginia to talk with the then head of the festival, Richard Hirschkopf, who advised me on some of the things that I needed to know to start a film festival. I admired the Virginia Film Festival for many years, and I thought he would be a good person to talk to. So I really owe this festival quite a lot for my subsequent career, and it feels wonderful to come back to this. I feel like it's come full circle.
And we're showing a lot of documentaries this year, Rounders. Is there some in particular that have caught your eye that you hope to see?
Unfortunately, I'm only here for about a day.
Oh.
And we had a screening yesterday in another part of Virginia, and we have a number of other screenings coming up, so I've had to cut this short. But I said to the head of the festival just a few minutes ago, Jody Kilbasa, who was a great supporter and was very interested in this film from the beginning. I told him that next time I really want to come here and stay for the whole festival, because he has a great program.
Well, I hope we see you back here both as a filmmaker and as an audience member. I wish you great success with The Loving Story, which, let me repeat, screens Friday at 6:30 in Now Auditorium.
I just want to mention also that in addition to Peggy and Phil Hirschkopf, my editor on this film is with us and will be part of the panel this evening. And I mention that particularly because she's also a co-producer on the film, but we have some incredible archival footage in this movie and incredible photographs. And so the editing of the film became really important to the overall storytelling. And she speaks very eloquently about that, so I hope if people come to our screening, they'll hear her talk about that process.
Editing makes the film.
It sure does.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by.
You're very welcome. Thank you.